We're continuing our sermon series in the book of Genesis, the story of beginnings. The story of beginnings, or the origin, ang pinagmulan ng mundo, ng tao, ng kasalanan, ng iba't ibang lahi, at ang lahi mismo ng Jewish nation. Itong mga nakaraan linggo na ito, nakita po natin na si God, we saw God in action in the area of creation. We saw Him spoke creation to its existence from day 1 until day 6. Nakita natin sino ang Diyos, saan tayo nagmula, ano ang ating layunin. That we are not higher forms of animals. Instead, we are explicitly unique from animals. Created in the image of God. That God blessed us with authority and exclusively for God's enjoyment and ultimately for God's glory. Yun po yung purpose ng creation. All of the celestial spheres and beings that were created in the world are signposts to the glory of God, especially the one that is created in His image, tayong mga tao. Tonight, we will see the end of the 6 24-hour day creation days as we look at Genesis chapter 2. I invite you to open your Bibles in Genesis chapter 2. As you go there, this is my prayer sa ating ngayong gabi na ito. My prayer as we study this passage is that our confidence and assurance and rest in God would grow deeper as we see what God started, He always brings to completion. Because true rest is found in God alone. True rest is found in God alone. We have divided itong passage ito into three headings. Number one, the Creator completed His creation, verse 1. Number two, the Creator ceased from creating, verse 2. And number three, the Creator consecrated the day of rest, which is in verse 3. Let's jump into the first point natin, number 1. The Creator completed His creation. Verse 1, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. Kung ikukumpara po natin ang Genesis chapter 1, sa Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, sa Genesis chapter 2 verse 1, yung binasa ko ngayon lang, makikita po natin yung pagkakaiba ng dalawa at yung kung kumpara siya nagko-contrast. No? Sa Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 to 2, binanggit na when God created the heavens and the earth was without form or void means empty, tohu vavohu, which means walang laman. Yun po yun. Wala itong forma o laman. It was formless or empty. But pagdating naman sa Genesis chapter 2 verse 1, sinabi dyan, the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them, from emptiness to fullness, from the beginning of creation to the completion of creation. Yan po yung ibig sabihin ng sinasabi na finished. It was mentioned there sa verse 1. Heavens and the earth were finished. God's 6 day of creating the world by His word was completed, finished, kalas, tapos na. He created all the body of water that He needed to create. He created all the living creatures, sea, land, sky, that He needed to create. He created all the galaxies in the cosmos, all of it that He needed to create. Creation is brought to a finish. Gaya ng completion ng tabernacle, which is nagamit din po. Ang salitang ang finish po dito ay nagamit ang dalawang beses sa mismong Old Testament. At ginagamit ito upang ilarawan ng mga mahalagang bagay na natapos ng gawin. Example, kaya nang nabanggit ko po yung tabernacle. Yung completion ng tabernacle sa Exodus chapter 40 verse 33. Pagkatapos ang mahabang proseso at yung pagsunod ng madetalyadong disenyo ng tabernacle mismo ay natapos din. And as I read Exodus 40 verse 33, ito po yung sinabi. And He erected the court around the tabernacle and the altar and set up the screen on the gate of the court, so Moses finished the work. Yung elaborated na napakaganda, napaka-detailed na tabernacle na to had come to cease. Tapos nang gawin Yun po yung point doon. The same term din yung ginamit nung natapos ang project ni King Solomon when he was tasked by the Lord to create the temple of God or the house of God. Nung natapos na po yung pagkaganda-gandang temple na ito, this is what was mentioned in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 11. Thus Solomon finished, you know, yung word na yun, the house of the Lord and the king's house. Ang terminology ng salitang finished ay ginamit din po sa Bagong Tipan or sa New Testament. And it's clearly mentioned mismo ng Panginoong Hesukristo when he was on the cross. Yung kanyang last words sa John 19 verse 30. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Ang ibig sabihin po neto, Jesus has brought to completion that which was necessary para sa work of redemption. Alright? At yun po ang pagbigay niya ng kanyang buhay. He gave his life in our place. Yun po yun. He gave his life on that cross bilang kabayaran as a payment for our sins. He died on that very cross, was buried, and on the third day has risen from the grave. This is the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ that Christians believe, preach, and has been transformed by. He died, was buried, and on the third day has risen from the grave. Friends, this is the very gospel that we preach. This is the very gospel that we build our ministry around it. This is the very gospel that we live by. And this is the very gospel that gives us hope that our world ay hindi ho matatapos ho dito. That our state will not remain this way. There is hope in Christ. Kung sino man ang tatalikod, lahat sa kanyang makamundo na pamumuhay, o pamumuhay sa kadiliman, o patuloy na nakikipaglaro sa kalasalanan, ay tatalikuran niya. And he will trust in Christ's finished work on the cross, ay magkakaroon ng buhay na walang hanggang. He will have eternal life, he will be reconciled to the Father, and all of his sins will be paid in full. That's what you mean when you say it is finished. It is a transaction term, that which means paid in full. All of your past sins, present, future sins, the very sins that you are meditating recently, and even the sins that probably would shock you in the future, Christ died for those. God brought to completion what He had started in creation. Alam po ninyo, napakahalaga para sa ating mga Kristiyano, napakahalaga para sa ating encouragement at napakahalaga para sa ating confidence. Bakit kamo? Kasi bilang mga Kristiyano, hindi po madaling lumakad na may kabanalan sa fallen world na ito. It's not easy to walk in this fallen world as a Christian. Okay? We easily get distracted, discouraged, disheartened. We forget the hope that we have in Christ. And we cling to false hopes of this world. That is our fallen bent. So ang katotohanan ng na God brought to completion what He started in creation also means that God will bring to completion what He started in redemption. Okay? This should fuel our confidence sa Panginoon. We should fuel our assurance of God's work of grace sa buhay natin. So ano ibig sabihin po neto? Bilang mga Kristiyano, we get really discouraged every time we sin. Every time we fall into sin. Every time we feel na dapat hindi ako ganito eh. Dapat mature na ako. Tagal ko ng Kristiyano. Or you feel that you're losing a fight over sin. And sometimes Christians would come, parang, "Pastor, galit ako sa sarili ko because nabwabagsak pa rin ako sa kasalanan. Baka hindi ako Kristiyano." I mean, repenting and hating the sin you once loved is a marker of a true Christian. So, if that is you, here's the hope that we have. God is not done with you yet if you're a true Christian. Hindi pa siya tapos sa iyo. He will, nasa process po tayo ng slow growth na tinatawag na sanctification. Philippians chapter 1 verse 6 gives us a very good promise pagdating dito. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you in salvation will bring it to completion or will finish it at the day of Jesus Christ. The very Jesus who saved you is the very Jesus will continue to transform you, will continue to forgive you, will continue to cause you to persevere pagdating ng kanya, pagdating na sa mundo na ito. So, sa Genesis chapter 2, verse 1, tapos na po ang work of creation ng sinimulan ng Diyos. It is done. It is finished. Ang original foundation laying work ay hindi na po mauulit. In fact, the very foundation na nasira ng kasalanan will be totally destroyed one day pagdating ni Christ. The only thing comparable is the new creation, being born again. So after completing creation, Pastor, anong ginawa ng Diyos? Let's go to number 2. The Creator ceased from creating, which is in verse 2. And on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. Marahil, kung unang beses natin nakita, the first time you've read this, maaaring sinasabi niyo, God rested? So does this mean God can easily be fatigued? Maybe some of us would be saying, you know what, that really makes sense. Kasi anim na araw na sunod-sunod siya nagtatrabaho, walang pahinga, baka napagod ang Diyos on the sixth day. So, naturally, magpapahinga talaga. Isipin mo, nagtrabaho ako 24 hours for the next 6 days, talaga mapapagod kahit sino. The problem with that, kung yun ang pininiwalaan mo, hindi yun yung Diyos ng Biblia. Okay? Ito ang problema dyan, hindi po napapagod ang Diyos. Hindi po natutulog ang Diyos. He is omnipotent. Omnipotent means all-powerful. So, ang kahulugan ng rest dito ay ano? So, ano ibig sabihin ng rest po dito, Pastor? It means to stop. Cease. Hinto. So, the point of verse 2 is saying, God ceased from His special activity of forming and filling the heavens, the earth, and the seas. Yun po yun, huminto na po siya sa paglikha. Bagamat huminto na ang aktibidad ng Panginoon sa paglikha, hindi po nangangahulugan na huminto na po siya sa pag-uphold and sustain ng buong mundo. Hindi po naihinto ang aksyon ng Panginoon. It does not mean that God ceased to work. It does not mean that God is inactive. As a matter of fact, He is very active, very involved sa life mo as you sit there listening to His Word. He is very involved. It does not mean that God is inactive. God continues to nurture His creation and He continues to nurture His people. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16 hanggang 17. All things were created through Him and for Him. In short, God created everything for His glory. Verse 17. And He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. He is sustaining the universe. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4 hanggang 9. I will jump to verse 7 hanggang 9. As you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, God is faithful, by whom you were called into fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Again, this echoes yung passage na binasa natin, that He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. Friends, we are creatures who are completely dependent on our Creator in everything. From the air that we breathe, from the food that we eat, from the clothes that we wear, dependent tayo sa Panginoon. Every concerns, every joys na hinahanap natin, every yung dugo na umaagos sa ating maugat, God is in control of these. He is our sustainer. According sa isang theologian, ang pangalan niya si John Calvin, all things would instantly come to nothing were they not sustained by His power. A millisecond na hindi naging active ang Diyos, patay tayo lahat. Magka-crash ang mga comets, babagsak ang araw, we don't know. Isang millisecond na hindi active ang Panginoon. Everything will go wrong. The very word that created everything is the very word that sustains us. Mga kaibigan, nakasalalay tayo sa sustaining grace ng Panginoon for everything and every day. That should give us hope. And that should encourage us. Bakit? Kasi hindi nakasalalay sa atin para tayo mabuhay. Hindi nakasalalay sa atin ang buhay na, kumbaga ang Panginoon ang may control sa ating sitwasyon. Ang Panginoon ang may control sa ating sitwasyon dito sa Dubai. And every day should be a day of worship. Every day should be a day of thanking the Lord. Sabi sa Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 hanggang 25, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. Hindi humihinto. O meron mang hindi humihinto yun. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I hope you would hear that tomorrow as you wake up ng umaga. That would reverberate sa inyong hearts and minds that the reason why I am enjoying the sight ng araw ngayon, feeling the coolness of the air because of His mercies. I know probably some of us are waking up every morning and you feel na, eto na naman tong araw na to. It's going to be all the same. I'm going to face this traffic. I'm going to face this boss. I'm going to meet ito mga tao na ito or right in front of the computer I let work from home. I don't know. But each day is unique. It's different. It's a different mercy galing sa Panginoon. Verse 24, the Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in Him. The Lord is good to those who wait for Him, to the soul who seeks Him. Hope in the Lord, the sustainer, the creator, the sustainer of life. Number three and last, the creator consecrated the day of rest. Tignan po natin yung verse 3. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy. There's what we call yung consecration. Because on it, God rested from all His work that He had done in creation. God rested. God stopped. God ceased. Abstain from creating on the seventh day. God blessed the seventh day and made it holy means that He has set apart this day from all other days. He made this special. A very special day. Exodus chapter 16, Exodus chapter 20. Sabi sa Exodus chapter 20, verse 10. Sabi ng Panginoon, keep, and this is the instructions to God's people, and that's Exodus chapter 20, which is one of the Ten Commandments, which is commandment number 4, na to keep yung day of rest to the Lord, or for the Lord. Later, makita po natin sa scripture that God's rest on the seventh day ay magiging pattern ng mga Israelites. Like I mentioned, sa Exodus 16 at sa Exodus chapter 20, as given in the fourth commandment, which they are called to honor the Sabbath day. Sabbath or Sabbath means it comes from the Hebrew root word rest or cease. So this means that they are to abstain from any work. Hindi sila magtatrabaho on that Sabbath day, which was on Saturday para sa mga Jews. They are to spend the Sabbath day to physically rest from 6 days of work, to remember God as the creator of the universe, meditate His glory over creation, and to remember that this, the seventh day, He rested. Remembering this would give God glory, should give God glory. Although we are not commanded to practice the Jewish Sabbath or any Jewish feast or celebration according kay Paul sa Colossians chapter 2 verse 16 hanggang 17, we are still to set apart a special day to cease from regular work in order to worship with God's covenant people in person and enjoy a day of restoration. Yun po yun. Ang original recipients ng book na ito ay mga survivor, mga Jews o mga Israelites na survivors ng Egypt. Remember, inalipin sila ng 40 years, and from there, pinalaya sila ng Panginoon using yung servant niya, si Moses, and from there, they are wandering the desert for 40 years again, and looking forward to that promised rest. Because God promised them, you've been slaves, you've been wanderers, I am going to give you a promise. It is a promise rest. You would see that in Psalm 95, na yung promise rest na yun is sa Cana. O yung tinatawag po na promised land. Yun yung isang term po doon. Problema, hindi lahat sila ay nakarating ng promised land. But dahil kasi they were disobedient to God's word. They hardened their heart. They hardened their heart against Moses. As a matter of fact, Moses didn't make it to the promised land because he disobeyed God. Si Joshua, General Joshua, who marched the people of Israel papunta doon sa promised land. As a matter of fact, it's the second generation Israelites ang nakarating sa promised land. Kasi karamihan ng first generation ay sinaway ang kautusan ng Diyos. So they reached the promised land. The problem is, yung promised rest na ito, if you would read yung parallel passage na ito ng Psalm 95 at saka ng Exodus 20 sa Hebrews chapter 3, hanggang chapter 4, verse 11, yung parallel passage na ito talks about a type of rest. May isa pang type of rest, another promised rest na ibinigay ang Panginoon. Ang promised rest na ito, hindi katulad ng kay Joshua na kung saan nakarating sila sa promised rest na yun or promised land. Kasi yung nadatnan, yung pinuntahan nila Joshua at mga Israelites, yung promised rest na yun, at saka promised land na yun, marami pa rin suffering. There was still suffering, there was still sin, sickness, wars, deaths, corruption. Madilim pa rin eh. It could be yung promised land na pinangako ng Panginoon, a land flowing of milk and honey. They were being provided for, they started homes, they invaded some of the lands. But hindi pa rin ito yung ultimate rest. That's why Hebrews chapter 3 hanggang chapter 4 somehow gives an encouragement and a warning. You will not enter that rest if magiging pareho kayo ng Israelites who disbelieve. Ano yung rest na yon? The rest that was mentioned here is a perfect rest. It is perfect peace. It is perfect joy. A rest that hindi ka na mapapagod. A rest that would last for eternity. Maybe you're here today and you're saying, Pastor, I want that rest. Pagod na ako. Pagod na ako magtrabaho. Pagod na ako sa mga nangyayari sa buhay namin. Pagod na ako nangyayari sa mundo. I just need rest. I feel you. Just this week, I met one of my friends from a different church, and the first thing that he told me is this, you look very tired. And maybe he is right. Mukhang hagard. So we laughed about it and noted, I am tired. Maybe that's you. Like me, probably you're very tired. Or maybe you're not showing that you're tired, but emotionally, you are tired. You're tired of sin. You're tired of the corruption of this world. You're tired of suffering. Friends, there is a rest that will last towards eternity. There is a rest that will satisfy you where no other thing sa mundo na to can satisfy you. Here's the problem. Ayaw mo at ayaw ko yung rest na yon. That's the truth. We don't want that rest. Because we try to find rest and peace on the things that are temporal, corruptible, attractive, and destructible. That's the type of rest that we are looking for, longing for. What do I mean by that? We try to find rest sa mga long weekends na gimmicks, which is wala namang problema ron. The problem is it's just not satisfying, di ba? in our community group, we talked about this. Have you ever experienced, and nagbakasyo ka sa Pilipinas, you're looking forward sa bakasyo ng 4 weeks, yes, and then from that vacation, balik ka rito sa Dubai, and you feel very tired pa rin. Di ka naka, you don't feel rest or relax. In fact, na-stress ka pa. Because it can never suffice. It's never sufficient. We try to find rest to vacations or vaccinations. We try to find rest by numbing our hearts and minds with alcohol, entertainment, relationships, sex, thinking that this will provide rest for my weary soul. Or by trying to do charitable things. Pastor John mentioned that kanina, na you try to do good works. You try to do charitable things, help the poor, help families sa Pilipinas. These are good things. But if we try to do things and trying to be religious in order to ease, to calm the guilt that we have in our hearts because of our evil deeds, it is not enough. It will never calm that heart. You can be in the most peaceful place in the world, and if you do not have that ultimate rest, you will still be unrest. Hindi ka pa rin magiging easy. You will not be at ease. You will still be weary and tired. Friends, to enter God's promised rest, we must cease from the spiritual striving of trying to do good works. No one is righteous, no, not one. If you're trying to be good in order to enter that rest, in order to balance yung masasama mong ginawa sa mga mabubuti mong gawa, hopefully, malamangan mo, it's never going to happen because we are sinful in the sight of God, and there is nothing that we can do to appease His anger. There is no rest sa atin, mga kaibigan. You know why? Because we are at war with God. And the very person that you don't want to be an enemy, ay ang Diyos, or God. And God is wrathful sa ating kasalanan at sa mga makakasalanan. We will never find rest in anything or anyone till we are at peace with this angry God. But this angry God, because there is holy anger, He's angry because of sin, because He cannot contradict Himself, is also merciful. He's also gracious. He's also loving. And He's kind. Instead of treating us as enemies, He did not treat us as our sins deserve. Sent His Son, the exact imprint, the exact image of God the Father. He's God the Son, took the form of a man. He is Jesus Christ, who lived the perfect life that none of us could. He died on that cross that all of us deserve. There was the great exchange. Jesus was being punished for our sins. Because that is the great love of God para sa atin. Yes, love is not, ang love ng Panginoon at ang justice ng Panginoon ay hindi pwedeng paghiwalayin. He died on the cross para bayaran yung kasalanan natin. Na instead na tayo ang parusahan, siya ang pinarusahan in our place. Jesus Christ died on that cross. And while He was nailed on that cross, He was receiving the full wrath of God that we deserve. And according to John 19, verse 30, after He drank that sour wine on that cross for a while, one of His last words, He said, "Telestai." Tetelestai. Of course, it's not how we watch it sa movies na parang telestai. It was a loud cry. Testai! It is finished! Which means your sins, friends, and my sins are paid in full. It is finished. And then he breathed his last. That's how serious God is with sin. If you are not treating sin seriously, by fighting it seriously, it was so serious to God that it cost him his son. Great news is, here's the good news. He did not remain dead. On the third day, he resurrected from the grave for our justification, proving that he's God. He's the acceptable sacrifice, the only acceptable sacrifice. He defeated sin, Satan, and death. This is God. He was ascended to heaven, is now sitting at the right hand of the Father, ruling over creation. Alam niyo ba ang pagkakaiba ng seventh day? You know what's the difference between the seventh day creation over the past, for the 6 days of creation? There's a huge difference. Okay? It was never mentioned the seventh day, there was evening and there was morning on the seventh day. No. You hear there was evening and morning the first day, evening and morning, second day, third, evening, morning, third, fourth, fifth, evening and morning on the sixth, but never on the seventh day. It doesn't say that. Alam niyo ba kung bakit? There could be 100 of reasons why, but I'll tell you one. Because you can still enter that rest. It did not finish 24 hours. It's open. You can enter that rest. Friends, today you can enter God's Sabbath. Stop trying to work hard in order to enter God's rest. Stop using religion in order to get closer. It's not going to happen. We're sinful. Stop trying harder, but instead repent. Repent from it and trust Jesus' finished work on the cross for our rest, for our true peace, for our true joy. Because true rest is only found in Jesus alone. Now, para sa followers of Jesus Christ, how do we spend our day of rest? It's the day of the Lord. Well, let me give you three quick applications and then we're done. Number one, corporately worship with God's people. On the day of rest, corporately worship with God's people. Most Christians all over the world would celebrate the Lord's Day on a Sunday. And that one is the Lord's Day. Now, there's a difference between the day of the Lord and the Lord's Day. The day of the Lord is when He comes as the judge. Okay, the Lord's Day is yung corporate worship that happens once a week. Why are they celebrating it every Sunday? Well, it's because Jesus has risen from the grave on a Sunday. So is it wrong to celebrate on a Friday or Saturday? And in our case, Thursday? Mali ba yun, Pastor? No, not at all. Any day when the majority of believers are able to gather, which is sometime natin, is Thursday. As long as they're not using it to earn their salvation, it's okay. I believe from scriptures that it is not normal to celebrate the Lord's Day by yourself. It's not normal. It's not designed to be that way. God's Sabbath is entirely designed for the blessing and nurturing of His people corporately, and uses God's people as a means to echo and embody His Word. So if you are available after the service, I would like to join you over merienda. And I promise I will be there. Acts chapter 20, verse 7 to 8. On the first day of the week, we came together to break bread. Paul spoke to the people, and because he intended to leave the next day, kept on talking until midnight. Isipin nyo, mag-preach ako hanggang alas 12 ng madaling araw dito. Total, aalis na rin ako kinabukasan. Diretsuhin ko na to. But that's how they love the word sitting together, breaking bread together. Of course, there's Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. But I'm not going to read that because of time. Number two, it should be a time of remembering. It should be a time of remembering that God created this world and rested, that God has begun His work of new creation, and that we rest in Christ's work on the cross for salvation. Remember the gospel together. We remind each other kung ano ginawa ng Panginoon para sa atin, that we are not our own, that we are bought by a price, and that's the blood of Jesus Christ. This is also the perfect opportunity to serve brothers and sisters. Third and last, it should be a time of rest and restoration. That day should be a time of rest and restoration. Physically rest our bodies. Tulog po tayo. Matulog kayo. Don't feel guilty waking up early. Kung talagang if you're working that 6 day, try to sleep, rest. Spend time with loved ones. Serve loved ones. Enjoy rest together. Rest is a means of God's grace to His people. It is entirely designed for the blessing and nurturing of His people and a time to reflect on our wonderful, glorious God who had brought to completion what He has started in creation, will also bring to completion what He had started in redemption. Let me finish with this. Genesis chapter 2. When we talk about the word finish, the New Testament also echoes another word na sinabing finish, which is seen in Revelation chapter 21. And this is what's going to happen to those who trusted in God, who God caused them to finish well. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away or finished, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be His people, and God Himself will be with them as their God." Verse 4, "He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away." This is the ultimate rest. If we see Jesus face to face when He returns, true rest indeed is found in Christ alone. Let's pray. Father, You said in Your word, "Come to Me, all of you who are weary and heavy laden, and I shall give you rest." I pray for my friends who came, who heard the gospel message. Would You provide them the ultimate rest in Christ? I pray for my brothers and sisters who are pursuing holiness and righteousness and purity, walking the truth of the word, and they are experiencing fatigue and tiredness. Would You restore their strength? Would You refresh their souls by reminding them that You are the true rest? Would the gospel of Jesus Christ empower them? Would the saints na nandito ngayon be a means of grace to speak in their lives? Maring hindi ngayong gabi, maring within the week, would You use us to be a reminder of Your grace sa aming mga kapatiran this week? In Christ's name we pray. Amen.